Today, November 22nd, great feast day of Saint Cecilia, one of the most celebrated of the early Roman martyrs. Her name is mentioned in the first Eucharistic prayer, along with Saint Agnes, Saint Lucy, Saint Felicity, Perpetua, these great early woman saints of the church, most of whom died as both virgins and martyrs for the faith of Christ. We know historically there was a church named after Saint Cecilia as early as the 5th century. We have some accounts of her martyrdom. What we know about Saint Cecilia was that she came from a very noble family, very wealthy family, that her parents forced her to be engaged to a Roman nobleman named Valerian. She had wanted to give her life to Christ, but because of this arranged marriage, she accepted it. We have an account that on the day of her marriage, she sang to the Lord. And this is why Saint Cecilia is the patron saint of music. In all the holy cards you'll see of Cecilia, she's either holding a harp, a viola, or a small pipe organ. So you'll see that often. She is the patron saint of music because she sang on her wedding day. What happened, though, was during the engagement, she helped to convert her pagan fiancé Valerian to Christianity, along with Valerian's brother. And that before the marriage, they were exposed as Christians. They were arrested, and all three of them were put to death as martyrs for the Catholic faith, most likely during the persecution of Diocletian in the late 200s, early 300s. They say before her death, she helped to convert 400 people to the Catholic faith. She herself was baptized in her own home by Pope Urban, and after her death, her home was converted into one of the early Christian churches. They say when they tried to kill her, they tried to suffocate her in a hot bath, but she was unharmed, and so a pagan soldier struck her 3 times in the neck, but she still did not die. She lingered on for 3 days, and when she died, I'm sure you've seen the beautiful statues carved of Saint Cecilia. They always have her lying there peacefully with her one hand, with one finger pointing to the one true God. And they say the other hand had 2 fingers for the humanity and divinity of Christ. One God, and yet Jesus Christ being both God and man. Go to the Franciscan Monastery in D.C., you'll notice in the crypt underneath the Franciscan Monastery the statue of St. Cecilia in this position. You'll see the lacerations in the neck, and then you'll see her hands pointing to her faith in the Lord and in Jesus Christ. In the year 821, Pope Paschal had her body removed from the crypt and placed under the altar in the Basilica of St. Cecilia. And in 1599, her tomb was opened, and a sculptor carved a statue of the saint, and that's what you'll see, that famous statue. So again, I'll use the first Eucharistic prayer, the Roman canon, which mentions these incredible saints who gave their lives to Christ. So Saint Cecilia was both a young virgin and a martyr who not only brought her fiancé and other relatives into the faith, but helped to convert 400 people in the early church, and who ultimately gave her life for the glory of God. And so we pray, Saint Cecilia, pray for us.